The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 617.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a speaker and coach on meditation and mindfulness, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Elaine Ho. Elaine, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Good morning. I'm well. Yes, I'm great. So I'm a speaker, a coach, you know, in mindfulness and meditation for corporations, for people who want to know more about how mindfulness and meditation can change their lives and can help them overcome blocks. I also coach one-to-one for people who want to go a little deeper on how to have a life that is thriving. Yeah, so that's what I do.
Thanks for sharing that. And Elaine, what's your cultural background?
My cultural background, I am from Singapore. I'm Singaporean. My grandmother was actually from China and great-grandmother from Vietnam. So really, I'm considered Chinese-Singaporean.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
For me, there's a quote that says, "Without courage, we cannot practice other values." So for me, courage is really the main foundation from which we can do anything else that we want to do, you know, including feeling self-confident, including compassion, including everything that we want to practice. We can't do it without courage.
Thanks for sharing that. And I truly believe confidence, you know, courage is part of confidence. You know, we need to have that courage to go out there and do what we want. And, you know, they go hand in hand. So I think it's really important that we go out there and, you know, face our fears, do what we love, to show others what's possible. So thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
To me, self-confidence is an inner authority. Having that inner authority, that inner self-knowledge, rather than an inner apology or self-doubt. And it comes really from the inside. You know, for me, self-confidence, you can't, for me, it's not, some people see self-confidence as a mask or fake it till you make it. I mean, there's a certain amount of, you know, truth that comes with that. But for me, true self-confidence comes from an inner knowing, you know, an inner knowing that I got this, an inner sense of looking forward and up, that I really know that I got this. I can deal with this, you know, and it comes from a mixture of experience and self-belief, right? And courage. So for me, self-confidence really starts from inside.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Elaine, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, to be honest, Sheena, I mean, to me, there was not one moment of discovery of self-confidence, you know? It's not like one moment happened and my whole world shifted. For me, it was a series of life events happening over maybe 5 to 10 years that really built up my confidence to who I am now. And one of these moments include having anxiety attacks in, you know, 10 years ago about how I thought I could maybe not handle this, about how people were thinking of me, you know, in my early 20s. I was very, very, very high strung, very worried about a perfectionist, about everything. And when you think about it, if I think about it, those that push for perfectionism really is a desire to reach the artificial standards of society. You know what I mean? So what helped me realize that that wasn't working was I really sat down and thought, you know, one of the turning points was, I think I had my third anxiety attack. And I was like, you know, this really isn't working. This really isn't working. So what can I do? And I think one big thing for me was the self-responsibility. I started to really sit up and take responsibility. And I started really meditating every day. And then I started exercise. I started jogging, meditation, jogging and yoga, like, a lot, you know, every week I would do that. And that built up my inner resources. So I say inner resource, meaning what can we draw from when we're down? There's outer resource, there are you know, family and friends, but for me, inner resource is very important. You know, like being really grateful for our breath and really counting our blessings is really big for me. And as well as the inner resource of going inwards and even journaling, you know, all these are resources. And all this slowly helped build up my inner authority, my inner courage, you know, clarifying myself with quality questions. So I would say everything led up to the self-confidence that I carry today from the inside. And it, for me, it's not a quick fix or pretending fake it till I make it. Although that, like I said, could work for some people. But for me, it really had to come from inside, the inner resources that I built up through all my practices and all my, you know, really looking inwards and asking myself, what do I want from life? How much do I really believe in myself? And then, you know, navigating the stormy seas and then even navigating the joyful times from that place of self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, using your inner resources, because a lot of people don't realize, like, they have to work inwards so that it would just come out, right? Work from the inner to show, you know, what you want to attract in your life, right? You know, when we start asking ourselves, what are some of our inner resources that we can use to build up our confidence? Like you mentioned, it could be jogging, it could be reading a self-help book, it could be just, you know, staying silent for 5 minutes, whatever it is. You know, the best thing about building your confidence is you do what's right for you versus like thinking this is the only way. And, you know, because you were able to do that, what's your life been like now?
Well, you know, that was like the beginning for me. The self-confidence and courage only increased as toward the last 3 years, I really started just doing. So the act of going up and speaking in front of a crowd, for example, the act of creating content, the act of imagining myself up there, the act of coaching and helping others overcome their confidence blocks, overcome their anxiety, overcome their stuckness. The act of doing is a declaration to ourselves that we got this. It's a declaration, all this that I'm doing is a declaration to myself that I'm moving the direction that I want to. So the confidence is about taking that next step and that next step and that next step. You know what I mean? The baby steps. And not only am I declaring to myself that I can do it, that I got this, but it's in a way a declaration to the world that we got this. That's basically what I feel we can, how I feel we can build our confidence every day, a little bit at a time, baby steps. If 10 years ago it was jogging, taking that step, literally, physically taking that embodied step forward, you know, for me, 10 months ago, it's about getting up in front of that crowd and putting it out there, you know, with strong back, long spine, open chest, and just speaking my truth. So I think wherever we are, self-confidence can be built up, baby steps. That's really what I'm trying to say, that it really takes time, but it start wherever you're at. And then it really beautifully builds up. Just really acknowledge where you're at and start from there. And for me, every day is a different situation. Like there are some days I'm like really raring to go, right? I mean, we're all human. So there are some days I'm like 100% top of my game. I'm creating the content that I know I need to create. There are other days when I'm like, oh, you know, what's next? I got to sit down. I got to review what's my next step. And sometimes it's really also about taking a break and being, just meditating, being present and realizing the abundance. And we are already full, that we already are there. We already have what we need. And just resting in that space and knowing and trusting. For me, surrendering and trusting is a big, big, big way to allow ourselves to feel held, to allow ourselves to know that we are going to be okay. That, you know, kind of, if you believe in spirituality and things like that, for me, I feel like the universe will provide and the universe got our back, you know. And for me, that's a big thing for me, psychologically, emotionally, that sense of trust for the future. Some people call it surrender. Some people call it letting go. Some people just say, you don't think about the future. You just be in the present moment, whatever the language is a certain measure of lack of control. I don't have to control the outcome, you know? Does that make sense? I'm just really trusting that it will turn out okay. I do my part, I do my best, and I just let go. So that is a big, big thing for me.
Thanks for sharing that. And yeah, I also believe just learning to let go and, you know, realize like the universe has our back, because, you know, back then I used to worry about every single little thing. And, you know, we worry so many things about, we worry about so many things that hasn't happened yet. I had to work on that, right? And it takes time, you know, it's not going to like happen in a day, but the more we work on it, the better we get at learning to just let go and just realize that everything, you know, will work out for us, right? You know, the universe has our back, or whoever you may believe in. And just knowing that just gives you that sense of peace, knowing that everything will be okay. So I really love that you mentioned that. And
absolutely. Just want to add, it was Gabriel Bernstein who wrote that book, The Universe Has Got My Back. And it really aligns to what I believe in. It really aligns. It resonated with me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
So I am on Instagram, _Elaine Ho_, but I'm more active on Facebook, and can also find me on my website, www.elaineho-mindfulness.com.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Elaine, you can also head on over to the TaoSelfConfidence.com and search for Elaine's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Elaine for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Elaine.
You're welcome, Sheena. I just want to say one more thing. I really like the fact that this thing is called the Tao of self-confidence. That's very Zen. There's a certain amount of ease and mindfulness that goes along with the Tao, right? The whole philosophy behind it. So yeah, I like that.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.